Younger Girl Education Center is a school that has been helping village workers and their children around Oroville to learn and enhance their basic skills and knowledge base. What makes this place unique is not only its philanthropic aim, but also its emphasis on Indian history, culture, and art. The center celebrated International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, 2017, with an all-day event. In this segment, I first talked to Meenakshi and Anand, the principal organizers of this event, and then to two of the participants.
Managing this school, Ilengar Hill Education Center. It is a unit of SAIR in Oroville. It's only 41 years old, and we serve to bridge Oroville workers and neighborhood and Oroville. And it's a project for co-evolution. And without the participation of the native people, the manifestation of Oroville city is impossible, and so this school has dedicated its time and energy and space for the welfare of the workers and their families from the villages around Oroville. And Ilaingargal means youth. Mother wanted a city where the youth that never ages, and also it's going to be a bridge between the past and the future. So we keep this in our mind. We work towards human unity and fraternity, and of course to speed up the human evolution. And I have a good team of teachers with me, especially Anand, who has specialized in yoga, and Janaki, she has specialized in traditional painting, and Sumitra in sacred cooking, and a lot of resource persons. And today we wanted to celebrate the World Yoga Day in a different way. From morning 9 o'clock to evening 6 o'clock, there will be someone doing yoga in this center. So this morning we invited Panchayat Union School children from Kulapalayam, Irumbai and Idayanchavadi. There are about 60 students of the age group 6 to 14, and with four of their teachers. And they were so happy to be part of this yoga programs. And they learned new yoga postures, and they have already some practice in Surya Namaskar, which they continued here with the music. And they listened a lot of stories from great resource persons like Dr. Shivakumar, who is a field publicity officer from Pondicherry, and Vaidyar Dr. Selvam. He's a specialist in Siddha medicine and a practitioner. And of course, Arivan from Thali Foundation, who is doing museums and ancient culture in Pondicherry region. And we have a special guest from Chennai, one Professor Pagyanath and family. So we are full of people with zeal and enthusiasm, and we learned new asanas and also lectures on how asana and yogic learning help in our health and healing. And the special feature of today, we have put up an exhibition on the books we have on yoga. All the volumes of Sri Aurobindo and Mother's works plus Ajanda. To my surprise, first time there is a book, volume 1, available in Tamil, Mother's Agenda in Tamil, and so we could read a few passages from there. And for me, that's very important to invite people to this session. And then we have good food, And the children enjoyed the sacred food. They have puri with the jaggery. And so it's happening all through the day. Some children, some volunteers, they are carrying the message of Indian science, yoga, and how it has been carried to the whole world, how United Nations have declared this day as International Yoga Day. We thank them. And also our Indian Prime Minister, Honorable Modi ji, he is also very much into promoting Indian yoga science. And today we thought of all those people who have dedicated their life, time, space, energy for promoting yoga. And so we are happy, and it's a very fruitful day. Almost all the participants are receiving a certificate from us. It carries Ilangargal Education Center, International Yoga Day, and the certificate is from Auroville. We wish them a happy and healthy life. And the many children, they are holding the certificate with such a reverence. So I could see that. And I'm sorry you missed the morning session. And now much more people will come after 4:30 from their work. And this is a little bit a slack time now, but still we have someone in the hall continuing the yoga. Yoga is part of Indian life. It's not only just the yoga asana, hatha yoga. It is karma yoga, it's a bhakti yoga, it's a jnana yoga. It's part of our life. The simple definition for yoga, poet Bharati said, your service to the humanity is yoga. Uruku uraipade yoga. That's said by Sri Subramanya Bharati. Sri Aurobindo said, all life is yoga. So yoga you cannot separate from your life. That knowledge is there, but we don't consciously learn about it. And so it's part of our Indian life. And from Himalayas to Cape Comorin, it is being carried out. And especially in Auroville, we are here for Karma Yoga. And there are some people in ashrams and in jungles, they do only Bhakti Yoga, or they are one with the divine all the time singing. And the music Nada Upasana is also there. But here we do our work very consciously for our own transformation. So this knowledge, it was given to us by our elders, but somehow through the Western education or the kind of so-called modern education, we have lost our language and we have lost our touch with our scriptures. And also our teachers, they have their own simplified syllabus that it doesn't include this knowledge, traditional ancient knowledge. That's why we want to make children realize how rich we are, how our ancestors have scientifically put these in our scriptures. So we make them sing, we make them recite, and practice along with the trained teachers now. Mm-hmm. So it was to give them the great experience. It's working in a long way. The students, they said they are going to practice now every day Surya Namaskar. Now already we bring this Panchayat Union school children here every Wednesday and Friday to our school, because they don't have space in their school. Mm-hmm. It's a very tight, small building, or they don't have guides or teachers to help them. So they come here, we send our Sayar bus to bring those children. They are deprived of these facilities. So we have space here and we have teachers available. And so those children are already have an exposure to some practice in this yoga culture. Today they are very happy. They all could come together and put up their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Here I'm teaching yoga for the students of oral workers and the children and wards. Here last 1 year we have been preaching and teaching yoga, and we are giving training here. And many students are getting benefits from teaching, from learning this yoga. Nowadays people are getting suffering from many diseases. When people learn this one, it's very good to, after Modi given this things, people are getting awareness about yoga. Before, our people, South Indian people, keep it secretly about this yoga. And nowadays, not only that, especially I want to say, in Western peoples learn yoga only, their asanas only they are learning. Not inner thing they don't know. Inner thing we have hidden secretly. But people's doing exercise only, asanas is exercise. Inner things are hidden. But if you find out, that's we can achieve many things. Man can become a god. Human being become a god. So because it's control the body, mind and soul. If you are deeply go in these things, definitely you become. Orville's mother said every people should become to be a god. So we are not an ordinary man. So if this is process, if you find out such things, definitely we achieve what mother said here. As we are trying to hear. So many well-educated students are coming and learning, even outgoing students, outreach students also coming. And the Panjaya Tasis, Meenakshi said, they're also coming here. Yeah, today we taught, this morning we learned it. Today we taught a loosening practice, a prayer, yoga asana, Surya Namaskar, and Kapalapati, Nadi Sikti, Pranayama, Brahmari. This is today our programs today, sitting positions, also things we taught. And evening also we taught. And 11 to 1 o'clock, we taught about, we gave about Siddha medicines, why it is a need. It's a part of yoga. Why? Because how to, our body is working on 96 philosophies, a bone, marrow, semen, blood. This is coming under 96 philosophies. So today he taught Dr. Selvam, who came from Velu. He taught, he deeply said about what is Siddha medicine, how it works in our body. So we discussed with all our students, with all our village peoples also. He said nicely, people have enjoyed that one. Many people are addicted to liquor, abin and sugar, brown sugar. When people get this one, definitely they change. The lifestyle will be changed. What is the use of drinking, taking alcohol? Is that nothing? When you are learning this yoga, not asanas, I'm not mentioning asanas. Beyond that, there is a limit. You have to become a god. It's God has given a nice body. Don't waste this ones. We have to become a god. That is the ultimate goal of the yoga. People are not trying this. Before, 18 great Siddhas lived in here. Patanjali, Nandi Deva, and Thirumula. They are great saints. Still they are living in some other's structure. The great Siddhas are not dying. Still they are teaching through us. Last New Year, we brought some palm leaf here, which was written by the great saint. People have read that once. So it's also written by the great, something that changes in our mind. Just before, just on in front of you, I like to say his songs. I like to sing his songs. He's a great saint, Thirumula. He's one of the Patanjali's disciples. Avanai oliya amararum illai avanindri cheyum அருந்தவம் இல்லை அவனின்றி மூவரால் ஆவதொன்று இல்லை அவனின்றி ஊர் புகுமாறியே Without him there be celestials none. Without him penance is not. Without him not the three accomplished like a Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. Without him, I know not how to enter the cities of the Shurgala. That's what he mentioned. It's a four-line things, but the inner meaning it has a lot. சிவனோடொக்கும் தெய்வம் தேடினும் இல்லை அவனோடொப்பாரிங்கு யாவரும் இல்லை புவனம் கடந்தன்று பொன்னொழி மின்னும் தவணச் சடைமுடி தாமரயானி. The great Thirumula sings like this. Shiva is a non-perial. Search where you will. There is no god like Shiva. None here below to equal him in glory. Lotus-like he of gleaming matted locks. Fairy in splendor. Beyond the world, worlds apart. So he's saying about Thirumula. Just I want to mention about the what Thirumula said about the yoga. He's saying there are eight limbs of yoga. He is singing these songs. He's a great 3,000 years ago. This palm leaves are written now, published in the printed form. Yama niyama yennila adayamura pranayamam pratyagaran sayamagudharanai dhyanam samadhi ayamuram attangamavadumame. Yama, eight limbs of yoga. Yama, Niyama and Asana, numerous, Pranayama, wholesome, and Pratyahara alike, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi to triumph. These eight are the steely limbs of yoga. This is very important before we start the yoga. So we have to control our emotions, we have to control the Pranayama through our body. So this is he said about the how to, presence about Thirumula said about these things nicely. Here, you see. It is the yoga came from the guru. It's hereditarily came from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's disciples are four people. Here I say, the guru Harakri. Nandi arul betta nadanai nadidin. Nandi arul betta nadarai nadinin. Nandigal nalva Shiva yoga mamuni. மன்று தொழுத பதஞ்சலி வியாக்கிரம என்றிவ என்னோடென் மறுமாமீன். This is the eight masters, seekers, though the masters who Nandi's grace received. First the Nandi, the four, Shiva Yoga, the holy, next Padanjali and Vyakrapada, who is the Shabha's holy priest worship, and including me, the Thirumula, to complete the number eight. They are the eight people who press this. So they detail it from them only. Lord Shiva, next Nandi. Nandri, he has other disciples. Eight people are coming. And this is the pranayama people's. Pranayama is very important to. After asanas is very important to sit in on permanent sitting posture. And after that, pranayama is very important. So, to control the pranayama, if you control the pranayama, your body gets all energy and the cosmic energy, you can easily get it for our body to breathing or all things. So, he says how to do this pranayama about. I sing the song, try to learn it. This is Reshaka, Puraka, Kumpaka. These are three things. After that, go on next.
ஏறுதல் பூரகம் ஈரட்டு வாமத்தால் ஆறுதல் கும்பம் அறுபத்து நாளிதில் ஊறுதல் முப்பத்தெண்டாதி ரேஷகம் மாறுதல் ஒன்றின் கண் பஞ்சமாமீ.
The breath control is nine, nectar, puraka, kumpaka, reshaka, alternate cleansing. Purakam is to inhale by left nostrils, mantras 6 and 10. Is a retained breath for mantras 4 and 6. Reshagam is to exhale thereafter for mantras to the 30. Thus, alternate from left to right and right to left till Kumbhaka in between. So, in pranayama, there is a lot of techniques how to keep inside our stomach and how to keep in heart. There is if you are mastery in this one, you can live a long life. That body become a steel, a lifespan will increase. Five elements only controls our whole body. Earth, water, fire, and space, ether. These things is control all things. If we control these things, as a human being control this thing, he can achieve all things. He can talk with the earth, he can talk with fire, he can make through everything. He can make in his, from his body. This is the main goal of the yoga. Mm-hmm. The people are nowadays doing only asanas only. Beyond that, we have in that only we have to research. People also start to come. If you learn that one, you can fly on the sky without a flight. You can walk on the water, sea without a ship. So you can send a message without a cell phone. So that thing so hidden in this yoga. People find out they have to go inner. If you continue to do this, you can talk with the inner voice, in your own inner voice. These things are actually, but people's, any question, the youngsters doesn't know this all things, secret. A good your guru be needed to preach all this, to find out this all things. People can live happily if you learn everything from yoga. Yoga has everything, but people are not ready to do. Nowadays only slowly, very slowly, awareness is coming. Let's read a science. Let me see how it works out. This is the second year international yoga celebrated all over the world. So I did my degree in Pondicherry University, a yoga degree. I finished it. Just maximum, I'm every day I'm teaching my students. I'm also finding mainly my thing. I'm researching about mantra yoga, and the sound and light makes changes. The sound changes many things. You know, the Lord Shiva has in his udukai, dhamarukam. The sound, without sound we can't do anything. When I talk, the sound only goes to the, something changes. Reaction, action take places. Like that, mantra has something, a seed of mantras are there. That's I'm researching in that part. Still going on. When I chant to vibrate, just listen. I use five kinds of seed of mantras that creates that attacks others' endocrine glands, that changes in others' body vibrations, that change the mind's attitude in a good way. It's going on. When you are mixing with this, you can get a luxurious things. You can get a luxurious thing. You can attain a some powers, divine's power. So I'm working out in that.
Talk with some of the participants of International Yoga Day. So, hello, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. This is Pakinath here. I'm from Chennai, and we're here to for this World Yoga Day today. And we came to Ilinga Girls School today to participate in this today. So, it was really good event today. I mean, overall, we started early, I think nine-ish, and there were kids here from different schools who were participating. They did a little bit of yoga, they did a little bit of breathing exercises and things like that, importance of what it is and why we are doing yoga and things like that. Kids were like super excited, and so we brought our kids as well here, and it was a very good event today.
Why did you choose to come here, of all places?
I mean, part of it is, here you see things happening, right? I mean, you see the need, the importance of why yoga being demonstrated well. And especially in this school today, there were kids from different schools, especially around the village here. They're coming in for, knowing what it means. And they have very less opportunity to know about this, right? I mean, so we saw that the school was like kind of giving them an opportunity to know about this yoga and things like that. Even one kid came out and said, we are very thankful for what they did here, and it usually costs us a lot, and the school here helped us know about this. And she was talking about it for a few minutes, and it was so inspiring to see that. A kid of probably she's 6-7 years old, and she was super excited about it. So things like that happen here. So we just thought, we should be here and learn about it.
So why do you think yoga is so important?
It's just not about in my perspective, I think it is more from being in the present, and and how you prepare your mind as well, right? I mean, being mindful about things, what you're doing and things like that. I think yoga helps you do that.
I'm coming from Chennai. I'm interested in this alternate healthy living. So I was so much excited to come here to learn different methods. Mm-hmm. And basic thing is, in city life, they are running behind something, and so something is missing there. So when we come to Auroville, we could connect to everything, and we can feel the peace here. Mm-hmm. So that is what brought us here. Mm-hmm. And we are running a store, basically, health store, organic store, and other traditional arts and crafts. Mm-hmm.